The following program was produced by Clock Tower Radio, clocktower.org, and is broadcast in partnership with Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM. In this program, from John Duncan's Cross Radio, we hear Charlemagne Palestine's compositions Holy One and Holy Two and Alloy.
In the liner notes he writes, Holy One and Holy Two were both recorded in New York City in 1967. I was reading Helmholtz and listening to a lot of ethnic world music, but I was also very immersed in the late night New York soundscape. My friend, saxophonist Bob Feldman, and I would often take long walks 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning from Battery Park at the lowest point in Manhattan to where we lived on 87th Street and Riverside Drive and absorb the spatial sound diversity and beauty that such a big city could only express very late at night. Then other nights when I composed, I worked also at night from midnight to 7 or 8 in the morning with a mattress on the floor. I would build up a sound oscillator by oscillator and then add ever so slightly to the oscillator's input tiny increments of white noise that would gradually make the sounds thicker and thicker until they were immense sacred machines, humming like gargantuan Tibetan bees. I played them very loud, making all the room and the objects in it resonate, while outside all was quiet and sleeping. I worked like a painter with a palette and a canvas, and I mixed and added and mixed and added over entire nights, mixing, adding, and then lying on the mattress and listening and fine-tuning. Finally, at a certain point, after several nights, the sonority seemed ready to record. I'd put on the tape, prepare the tape machine with the proper level as not to overload it, and I'd record the texture. Holy One and Two were done in this way. Later on, I was asked by Gus Solomons, a choreographer at New York University, to create a texture for a new dance work. He wanted to present, as he was a student of Merce Cunningham. He had the same habit of asking a composer to create a work without ever hearing it until the performance. We just agreed on how long it would be. We chose something like 70 minutes. And in 1968, I brought both Holy One and Two to the theater to decide which one to use for the dance, and found that for me, at that moment, each one was too thin, played alone for such a big open space. Finally tried the two sonorities together. They fit strangely but well, so I used them both. And after that, I played them sometimes together separately and sometimes together and sometimes separately. And so Holy One and Two became a work itself. Then in 1969, Tony Conrad asked me to make some Carillion music for his film Coming Attractions. We were seeing each other regularly for that when the Free Music Store of radio station WBII asked me to create a piece for an event they were preparing to broadcast live on radio. So I asked Tony, my saxophonist friend Bob Feldman, my then wife and soprano Deborah Glazer, to collaborate on a work that I would organize around an instrument that I invented at the time called an aluminium, made from pieces of aluminum siding attached with fishing wire, each a different length. These different pitch, thus different pitch when you hit them, and a spanning sound as well if you hit them a special way and then they'd begin to spin. Tony played an instrument that he invented, the long string drone, that was a long string attached to a long wooden structure and amplified. Bob played the chimes and a conch. Deborah sang and played chimes, and I sang also, played the chimes and some percussion instruments that we found lying around the hall where we played. That piece became Alloy, and the sound that begins played through loudspeakers in the hall where Holy One and Holy One and Two from 1968. Okay, with that, we give you Charlemagne Palestine, Holy One and Two, and Alloy.
previous program was produced by Clock Tower Radio, clocktower.org, and is broadcast in partnership with Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM.